A Spanish language play has been running since January to sold-out crowds in Miami. And until this past weekend, one of the main characters was played by a fair-skinned actress in blackface. Now, blackface was popular in racist U.S. minstrel shows well into the 1950s, and blackface is still performed in Spanish-language entertainment. Afro-Latinos in South Florida say this latest incident is a small window into the racism that persists in Latin American communities. WLRN's Nadej Green has this report.
Nerida Rodriguez is 66 years old. She grew up in Cuba. When she was a little girl, segregation was still enforced.
There were beaches for blacks, beaches for whites. It was like a clubhouse for whites and clubhouse for blacks.
She says after the Cuban Revolution, promises of racial harmony and anti-discrimination laws, racism against black Cubans continued.
White Cubans, they tell you there was no racism in Cuba. There was and there is racism between among the Cuban people.
So when she read an article in El Nuevo Herald describing a Cuban play showing in Miami that depicted a non-black actress in blackface, she was not surprised.
I'm a black woman. It's not like we're offended now. We always been offended.
The play is Tres Viudas en un Crucero. Three Widows on a Cruise.
Pedro Roman, escribí y dirigí esta comedia, Tres Viudas.
In this promotional video, the blackface character with exaggerated big red lips pounds her chest and jokes about having fun like three gorillas. Teatro Trail, where it's being shown, did not respond to requests for an interview. In a statement posted online over the weekend, the theater said its intent was not to offend any race and that it will no longer show the character in blackface. This change of heart came only after El Nuevo Herald reporter Brenda Medina wrote the article about the play.
They tackle every black stereotype, you know, that you can possibly imagine. Blacks don't work. They're not that smart.
After Medina's story ran, people expressed outrage. But there were many who supported the play. Medina received emails calling her racist.
As a black Dominican woman, I have had personal attacks, calling me ignorant, telling me that I just don't understand Cuban theater, that the story is racially charged, coming from my racial trauma.
And supporters of the play kept telling her this was tradition. For many Afro-Latinos in South Florida, it's not just about this play.
I'm hoping that this is part of a larger conversation about intra-Latino racism and what the experiences are of black Latinos and how that experience seems to be invisible.
Danielle Cleland is Afro-Puerto Rican, and she's a professor at Florida International University.
The, you know, majority white exile population has created this idea. That Latino in Miami means white.
Cleland's research focuses on Afro-Latinos in Latin America and in the U.S.
And it's ironic because if you go to Puerto Rico or if you go to Cuba or if you go to the Dominican Republic, right, or the majority of the population has Afro-descendancy, but that seems to be lost in Miami.
I remember being told as a child, dañate la raza, meaning that you messed up the race.
Messed up the race because Rudy Vizcaíno has dark skin. He's half Cuban and half Dominican, and he's chairman of the Dominican American National Foundation.
Dominicans have a saying, mejorar la raza, and you make the race better by marrying and having children with white people.
Similar sentiments are common in other Spanish-speaking countries, too, and they plant the seed early on that blackness is something to be rejected.
When I wore a T-shirt that said, I am the Afro-Latino American dream, and then I remember bumping into an uncle of mine that's Cuban, he told me, take off that shirt, you're not African. I said, hey, Theo, you know, last time I checked, you know, I always say I can be born a thousand times, I'd want to be black. I wouldn't have it any other way.
After the backlash about staging a play with a character in blackface, the Miami Theater, Teatro Trail, now says it's planning a conference in June, hosted by Afro-Latinos to discuss cultural sensitivity. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.